Greek Apocalypse of Ezra. Apocalypses of Ezra, Volume 3. Translated by the Scriptural Research Institute in 2020 through 2023. Forward. In the early centuries of the Christian era, several texts called the Apocalypse of Ezra were in circulation among Jews, Christians, Gnostics, and related religious groups. The original is believed to have been written in Judahite or Aramaic, and is commonly known as the Jewish Apocalypse of Ezra, as Ezra is believed to have been an ancient Judahite. This translation is referred to as the Judahite Apocalypse of Ezra, as the book has nothing to do with modern Judaism. This version of the Apocalypse was translated into Greek sometime before 200 AD and circulated widely within the early Christian churches. This prophet Ezra is not the scribe Ezra from the books of Ezra, but a prophet named Shealtiel who lived a couple of centuries earlier. In the Apocalypse, he is called Ezra by the messenger Uriel, which translates as helper or assistant. In the book, it is claimed that the prophet Ezra wrote 904 books, and its popularity seems to have inspired a number of Christian-era apocalypses of Ezra, presumably beginning with the Latin Apocalypse of Ezra, which claimed to be the second book of the prophet Ezra. The second apocalypse was strangely attributed to Ezra the scribe, and not the earlier Exilarch Shealtiel, suggesting the author of the second apocalypse was not entirely familiar with the first apocalypse. The Judahite Apocalypse of Ezra was adopted under a variety of names into the Bibles of most older churches before the Protestant Reformation. In the 4th century, it was called Third Ezra by Archbishop Ambrose of Milan, who numbered it in sequence after the First and Second Ezras from the Septuagint. This name continues to be used in Slavic, Armenian, and Georgian Eastern Orthodox Bibles, however, Jerome rejected the majority of books attributed to Ezra when he translated the original Latin Vulgate Bible. At the time, there were a large number of apocalypses of Ezra in circulation, most of which had been written recently, and as a result of this confusion, Jerome rejected everything other than the Septuagint's Second Ezra, for which there was a Hebrew translation that could be used for comparison. This book was subsequently split into two books of Ezra and Nehemiah, based on the internal division of the text. In 1592, Pope Clement VIII's creation of a Catholic Bible added both 1st and 3rd Ezra into the Catholic Bible under the names 3rd and 4th Esdras. Esdras was the direct Latin transliteration of the Greek version of Ezra's name, Esdras. During the Protestant Reformation, the books of 3rd and 4th Esdras were renamed 1st and 2nd Esdras, as they continue to be listed in Protestant Bibles that include them. Unfortunately, the Latin translation of the Apocalypse of Ezra that Clement added to the Catholic Vulgate included the shorter Latin Apocalypse of Ezra, resulting in the Catholic and Protestant Bibles having longer and self-contradicting versions of the Apocalypse in comparison to Slavonic, Georgian, and Armenian Orthodox Bibles. The Latin translation of the Judahite Apocalypse of Ezra did circulate for centuries without the addition of the shorter Latin Apocalypse of Ezra, as evidenced by the Slavonic translation, which is believed to have been translated from Latin and not Greek. The Greek Apocalypse of Ezra is a third Apocalypse of Ezra, which has only survived in two copies, both dating to before the 9th century. It is a separate text from the Judahite or Latin Apocalypses of Ezra, and appears to be a Christian-era composite of various Ezra and Shadrach-related materials. There is no consensus